The mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim appears in the Chumash in Parshas Naso, next week's Sedra. It's a mitzvah min HaTorah. It's assumed that it's a mitzvah min HaTorah even Bisman Hazer. Rabbi Yosef Emden has a sefer on Orechayim, on the Torah, in the Besiyos, that's called Morik Tzia. He writes that Duchening Chutz LeMikdush is only B'Dirabonim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in a footnote on the bottom of the page in Kuf Chav Ches. It's on the bottom of the Shaar HaTzion. It's not in the Shaar HaTzion even. He quotes Rabbi Yankov Emden and he says, he has an argument, but based on the Gemara, he has a point, but he's wrong. He says it's against all the Gemaras. It's beferish that duchening even chutz lebeis hamikdush even bizman hazeh es min haTorah. Why did Rabbi Yankov Emden think that it can't be min haTorah? Because the Gemara in Saita has all the dinim of duchening. What's it doing in Saita? It's a very good question. So there's a perek in Saita that starts off, Eil namarim b'chaloshin ve'il namarim b'loshin ha'kodesh. There are different mitzvahs of Amira. You have to recite Kriyashma, you have to say Kiddush, you have to daven Shmones, you have to say Birchas Hamazon, the Shavuos HaSoito, you have to count Sviras. And the Mishnah says which mitzvahs can be fulfilled in translation, which mitzvahs have to be fulfilled in the original Hebrew. So it mentions in the Mishnah that duchening has to be recited in the original Hebrew, the way it says in the Parsha, Yirecha Hashem Yisrecha, you're not Yotze if you say it in translation. So most of the dinim of Nesias Kapayim appear in that Perek and Perek El Nemar. So the Gemara there learns out from a Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, that Aaron was in Parsha Shmini, excuse me, in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah the first... The Shivus Me'am Yiluim, the last 7 days in Chodesh Ador, and starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Rashi and Chumash quotes, Osa Yom Notal Eser Atoris, the first day of Nissen, it was the first on 10 different accounts. It was a Sunday, first day of the week, and it was the first day of the first month, Nissen is the first month, and the first time that a Kohen did the Hakrobos HaKabbalah. Aaron HaKohen did the Hakrobos HaKabbalah. So the Pasuk says, he gave Nesias Kapayim and he completed being makir of the Karbonos HaDibur. So the Gemara seems to learn out, the Gemara in Eilin Amorim in Saita seems to learn out from the Pasuk that duchening the Nesias Kapayim is only applicable at the conclusion of Hakrobos Karbonos HaDibur. So offhand Rabbi Yaakov Emden should really be right that duchening chutz lebeis hamikdash can't be min haTorah, because we don't have any Hakrobos Karbonos HaDibur. So the Mishnah Brura shows that it's an argument, but it's not correct. So why is he talking not correct? It should be right. The Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole explanation, which basically appears in the Keren Ora. Keren Ora is a sefer on Zvachim, on Menachos, on Kodshim, and on Soito, and the Dorim knows the Soito, because it has a lot of that Karbonos there, written by the brother of the Mishkanos Yanka. Mishkanos Yanka was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, from the first group of Talmidim who learned in Valoj and Yeshiva. So the Keren Ora on that Gemara in Saita explains, how do we have Duchening Bizman HaZeh Min HaTorah? So Rav Soloveitchik enhanced, and he explained it as follows. Just like we have, this part says in the Shilti Giborim, the last page in Rosh Hashanah, on the Rif, that just like we have Korban Yochid and Korban Sibur is purchased with Machzal Shekel money. Korban Yochid is paid for by private individuals, so too, there's a Tfilos HaYochid and a Tfilos HaTzibur. When the Chazan repeats the Shemone Esrei, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce Chazoros HaShatz is Kedei Lehotzi Yashena Boki, because there were people that didn't know how to daven. So the Chazan says the Shemone Esrei out loud to be Motzi them. That's what motivated them to make the Takana. But once they made the Takana, it's not simply to be Motzi the others. It's a new thing. When the Chazan davens quietly, Tfilah B'Lachsh, that's each person davens. Let's say you have a shul, 100 people davening simultaneously, Shemone Esrei, that's Tfilah Bitzibur. That's Tfilas HaYochid, offered Bitzibur. But when the Chazan repeats the Shemone Esrei, that's a new concept. That's Tfilas HaTzibur. The Tzibur offers, the Tzibur together offers one Tfilah. Vaharaya, the Shulti Giborim writes on the last daf in Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara there in the end of Rosh Hashanah says, when the Chazan repeats the Shemone Esrei in shul, even the farmers, Am Shabasada, who don't show up in shul, are also Yotzei with the Chazaras HaShatz. They're not even there. It's not based on Shemei Kainan. So he gives the marshal, just like the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash offer the Tminim Musaf on behalf of all the Jews who live all over the world. They don't have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, the Chazan recites the Tfilas HaTzimah on behalf of the whole Tzimah. I imagine what it means is the Chazan recites the Shemoneh Esrei for the people in that city. Let's say I live in Chicago and the Chazan is saying Chazor Salshatz in New York. I don't think the Tzibur goes with in terms of the cities, I think.
I mean, the Shuvah brings from the Shlach that when he wrote to his family from Eretz Israel that I'm in Kabul, I'm in Kabul, it's Bechakonim for you in Chutz La'aretz every day.
He's what?
He's in Eretz Israel getting Bechakonim every day, so he writes to his family in a letter that I'm getting the mitzvah for you, you're the Amshu B'Sadah. Just like Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, that Amshu B'Sadah are Yotze with the mitzvah, the Shlach said that I'm getting the mitzvah in Eretz Israel. And my family is
going to
get it through me.
That's another thing. That's how Kabbalah, Hasidim have that. You always say the Shem Echad Kodesh Barucho, and then you end up the Shem Kol Yisrael. When I'm performing the mitzvah, I'm part of Klal Yisrael, so I'm performing it on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. When you say Birchas HaMazon, and when you say, whenever you do any mitzvah, you say the Shem Kol Yisrael. When you shake a lulav, when you listen to Tkir Shofar, so the Hasidim always say that, the Shem Kol Yisrael. That everyone has to try to fulfill as many of the Taryag mitzvahs as possible. So if one person does the mitzvah, so it's considered as if it has an effect on everybody. The Gemara talks about Amsha Basadas by Nesias Kapayim also. When the Kohanim give the bracha, so the bracha is chal on the Amsha Basadas, even the people who didn't show up in shul. That is correct. But that he's Mekayim the mitzvah, that's every mitzvah is like that, I think. So just like there's a concept of Korban Yochid versus Korban Tziba, so too there's a concept of Tfilas HaYochid versus Tfilas HaTziba. That's the Rav Soloveitchik. That was the first year that Rav Soloveitchik said when he came to America. His father was still alive, and he arrived by boat, and the day after he arrived, so that was the shiur that he said in the Beis Medrash. The difference between the Tfilah Bitziba and Tfilas HaTziba. Tfilah Bitziba means 10 people davening Balachas simultaneously. You stand a better chance of having your prayers answered if you daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. And Tefillah Satzibur is the Chazan repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. That's a Tefillah Satzibur. So, in the middle of towards the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Shema Kaleinu, Ki Ator Shemea Tefillah Samchi Yisrael Barachim, Baruch Ator Hashem Shemea Tefillah. We ask our Kodesh Baruch Hu should listen to our prayers, Shemea Tefillah. Then we stay and say, Hashem Lekeinu, Ba'amchi Yisrael Levis Tefillah Osam. Please listen to our prayers. He just said that, Mamish, a minute ago, half a minute ago. That was the last line of Shema Kaleinu. So why do you say again, So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the term Ritzui, Rube de Rube, appears in Tanakh and Chumash Vayikra mainly in connection with Karbonis. The Mishnah talks about you bring a Karbon, is it Hurtza, is it Loi Hurtza? If the Karbon is possible, is Loi Hurtza. The Bala Karbon is not Yotze. If the Karbon is kosher, even if L'chatchil you shouldn't have done it, but it's kosher. So Hurtza means that it's Oila. So when you say Shema Kaleinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemea Tefillah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept the prayers. And when you say Ritzei Hashem Alkeinu, V'am Chisol Avis Tefillosam, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept the prayers as if we had offered a korban. So when the Yochid is davening Tefillos, Tefillah Belachash, Tefillos HaYochid, and he offers the prayer Ritzei, so Al Pidin, his prayer is considered a korban Yochid. When the Tzibur, when the Chazan is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, he's offering Tefillah Sat Tzibur, and he says Ritzei, so he converts the Tefillah to a Korban Tzibur. Because that's what Ritzei means, except the Tefillah is it offered a Korban. So when you say Ritzei, that's considered, when the Chazan says Ritzei, in the Chazoras HaShatz, that's considered the conclusion of HaKrovas Korbanas Tzibur on the level of their Isa. One might have thought that this is a nice drosha, a pshetl. So the Kavanah is explaining, this is Menatar. He's justifying why he's duchening their Isa. So when you say Ritzei, the Gemara assumes that Al Pidin, the prayer, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers that prayer, the prayer is accepted as if we had brought a korban. So when the Chazan davens Tefillas HaTzibur, he says Ritzei, he converts the Tefillas HaTzibur into a korban Tzibur, and that's what enables the Kohanim to duchen. That's why the Gemara has a din, that the Kohanim who want to duchen have to be oikar aglam biritzei. They have to start walking to duchen, even though they have a while to go. Because then the Chazan has the same item, then he has to have a Bachir Babracham Shalat Patar has a lot to say till you get to the Duchening. But the Kohanim have to be Oikar Aglayim by the end of the Bracha, Machzor Shchanos HaTzim, by the end of the Bracha, Ritzei. And Kol Kohen Shalayaka Ragla, Ritzei Shuvein Oilu the Duchen. If the Kohen didn't walk towards the Duchen, towards the platform, before the Chazan finished Ritzei, so then he doesn't duchen, because it's the reciting of Ritzei that enables us to have the duchening. Reb Shlomo Levilna writes all of this also b'kitzer in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo. He was dying in Vilna in the late 1800s. His older brother was Rebbe Tzala Vilna, and they were both dayanim there. So Shlomo Levilna says, he explains, that's why we offer, that's why we say the piyut. When we're going to say duchening, so we say, v'ser v'alach asira seinu ka'oluch ha'korban. Our asira, our prayer should be sweet. V'ser v'alach asira seinu. Our prayer should be accepted as if we brought a korban. That's basically what Ritzei B'amchis Olav Esfilosa means. So to say it over, that we should really understand that that's what we just said. So if you say, v'ser v'alach asira seinu ka'oluch ha'korban. Because it's the bracha Ritzei that enables the Kohanim to duchen. There is a detailed question. What do you mean, kol kohen shok, shaloi, okar aglov, b'avoida? The bracha Ritzei is called b'avoida. What does it mean, okar aglov? So the Mishnah Brura paskins, let's say the Kohanim washed their hands outside in the hallway. So the Kohen started walking towards the washing, the sink where they're going to wash. But he didn't start walking towards the duchen. The kohen sits in the middle of the shul, so he walked to wash his hands in the back. He didn't walk to the duchen. And the chazan already finished hamachzir shchinos haletzion. Is he allowed duchen? So the Mishnah Brura thinks that okar aglov has to be, he's walking towards the duchen. And others disagree. I remember once I davened in Boston in Maimonides on Yom Kippur, so there was a kohen there who wasn't too observant, and he never duchened before in his life. He was in his 30s, I think. The first time, so they had to convince, on Yom Kippur, they were convincing him in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz, he should duchen. So when he finally, they started to convince him late, and the Chazaras HaShatz finally agreed. So he started walking towards the sink, and the Chazan already finished the bracha Ritzei. So Rav Soloveitchik said, we don't have to hold up the tefillah, Mikra Din is good enough. That's called Okar Aglov, because he washed towards the sink. He walked towards the sink in order to go to wash his hands, in order to be able to duchen. Mikra Din, I think the Prima Gaon says like that. Mikra Din, that's considered Okar Aglov. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak Rosh Hashanah, in the Sugya of Bal Tosif, that if the Kohen adds on an additional pasuk, it's a violation of Bal Tosif. Some of the poskim raised an issue that the minig by Ashkenazim is that after the Kohen walked down from the duchen, from the platform, everybody tells him, Yashukayach, and they say, Bruchim Tiyu. So some raise the issue, if he says Bruchim Tiyu, that's an additional bracha. Maybe that's a violation of Bal Tosif. The pashtus is that it's only Bal Tosif if he says an additional pasuk. Like, there's only, the Gemara says that one is only a violation of Bal Tosif if you take 5 minim. In addition to taking lulav and esrog, hadassim and arav, he takes roses, lilacs, whatever, daisies, takes another thing, and he holds it kederach kedilosam. Tosif interprets in the Gemara, if he holds it upside down, then he's not in violation of Bal Tosif. You have to do the hasofa. In order to violate Bal Tosif, you have to do the Hosef in the same way you do the Iker. So the Pashas over here is, the Iker is to recite 3 Psukim. So if it'll add a 4th Pasuk, the Mar gives Mashalim of a 4th Psukim, then it'll be a violation of Bal Tosif. But it just says, Bruchim Tiyu, Pashas says that there's no Bal Tosif. Rabbi Pesach Frank has a tshuva about this. He has also, there's no Bal Tosif. He gives a different reason. He doesn't say that reason. He thinks that they already walked down from the platform. It's not, so they can't say, Baruch Shalom should bless you with Hatzloch and Parnasa. He can never say that for the rest of his life, or he'll be in violation of Bal Tosif. At the same time that he's holding his hands up and giving the bracha, if he adds on another bracha, then it's Bal Tosif. But already, it's already 2 minutes later, 3 minutes later, so that's not Bal Tosif. The Rambam writes that one, the Kohen is in violation of Bal Tosif if he adds a 4th pasuk, even if he recites it Balachash. So the Mishnah Brura is bothered with the Kasha. Why? But Tosif said you only violate Bal Tosif if you take the 5th min by the Dalet Minim and you hold it Kederach Kedilosam. If you hold it upside down, then you won't be in violation of Bal Tosif's ear also. You're only in fulfillment of the mitzvah of duchening if you duchen the Kol Rom. If you say Balachash in a whisper, so you don't fulfill the mitzvah, so why is there an Issa Bal Tosif if you add the 4th Pasuk Balachash? That's the Bir Halacha's Kashi, it doesn't have a teretz. Maybe we'll have a teretz as we'll discuss a little further. The Gemara there says in Perik Eilan Amorim, towards the end of the Soita, the duchening has to be Bamida. How do you know Bamida? Because There are two psukim in Chumash Dvar. One pasuk says that the kohanim were chosen l'sharsa u'levarach b'shmo. L'sharsa means to be makar of karbonus. L'levarach b'shmo means to recite the duchening, the Nesias Kapayim. And then there's another pasuk says ki bom bachar Hashem l'sharsa. Ki bom bachar Hashem lamoid l'sharsa. Kodesh Baruch Hu chose the kohanim that they should stand to do the avodah on the Beis Hamikdash. There's a din ein yeshiva ba'azara ela malchei Beis David levat. No one's allowed to sit in the azara, with the exception of the kings from Beis David, whoever is the melech from the Malchus is Beis David. That's the question, whether that din, and yeshiva bazar malchus Beis David, is that a din deraisa? There's no pasuk, that's a halacha Moshe Mizina, is that a din derabbanan? So there's a stira and rashi in two places on the Gemara, whether it's a halacha Moshe Mizina or a din derabbanan. But even if it's a din derabbanan, but this is a din deraisa, if the kohen does the avodah in a sitting position, that's the Mishnah in Zvachim. The Avodah has to be done by Amida, because the Gemara said the Pasuk says, Ki bom baruch Hashem lamad l'sharsai. So the Pasuk says that Sheirus, Akrobus, Akrobanus has to be in a standing position. And the other Pasuk says that there's a hekesh between l'sharsai l'baruch b'shmai. That's what the Gemara, that's what the two psukim that the Gemara quotes. Rabbi Kiveger on the side of the Gemara has a murderous kasha. What did the Gemara have to make hekesh? Because it says l'sharsa l'varach b'shmo, that there's a hekesh between duchening and hakrovas hakarbonis. Then they quote a different pasuk, ki bom baruch Hashem lamad l'sharsa. And that pasuk where it says lamad, it says ki bom baruch Hashem lamad l'sharsa l'varach b'shmo. It says amida by l'sharsa and l'varach b'shmo. The why they quote that pasuk shows that you need amida by hakrovas hakarbonis and the Beis Hamikdash. And the other pasuk makes a hekesh between Sheris and Bichas Kahan. But in the same pasuk that teaches you that you need Amida for Hakrovas HaKarbanis, the same pasuk says on Duchening, Ki bom baruch Hashem lamed l'shosa l'varach b'shmai. Rabbi Kiveger asked that kasha in the Gilyan Ashas. So different people give different terutzim, but the kasha is a murderous kasha, a very strong kasha. Anyway, the Gemara has this klal that Duchening is hukash to Hakrovas HaKarbanis, that you need Amida. Does the Tzibur have to stand? Does the Tzibur have to stand? So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Poskim saying that since the Halacha requires Kol Sevarach Zman Yisrael Amor Lahem Ka'odam HaBedaber El Chaveiro, so we have to have Ponim Keneged Ponim. A lot of people are so nervous about looking at the Kohanim's hands, so they turn the backs around. They turn around, they have the backs to the Kohanim. So the Gemara says they're not included in the Bracha. Whoever is in Shul, the Am Shebasad is the farmers who don't come to Shul, are included in the bracha, even though they're not facing the Kohanim. They're far away, they're 2 miles away. But the people in Shul are only included in the bracha if they're facing the Kohanim. And let's say the Kohanim are duchening in the front of someone daven's mechuvan keneged the Kohanim. So the Mishnah Berurah says they should turn around a little bit. They shouldn't be facing Mizrach, and the Kohanim should be facing, if the Kohanim are further back and the people daven in front, so if they face forward, so the Kohen is facing and then that's Panim Keneged Panim. But if they mamish Mechuvan opposite the Kohanim, then the Mishnah Berurah suggests they should really turn around. Everyone has to be Panim Keneged Panim. So the Son Shulchan Aruch, they say, since the Kohanim have to stand, if the Tzibur is going to sit, it'll be a violation of Panim Keneged Panim. Panim Keneged Panim means they're both sitting or they're both standing. If the Kohanim are standing and the Tzibur is sitting, they think that that's a violation of Panim Keneged Panim. So what else does the Gemara say about that duchening is like an avodah? So the Gemara says that shosa revius. We have the pasuk in Parsha Shmini that a kohen is not allowed to do hakrovas hakarbonis if he's a little drunk, whether he drank wine or he drank shikar mishar mishakrim. So the same is carries over with respect to duchening, that if the kohen is shosa revius, he's not allowed to duchen. What about a balmum? A balmum is puzzled to be makar of karbanah, so a balmum should be puzzled over here for duchening. So the Gemara says no. The Mishnah has a din with the rabbanah, mishieshla, Mishnah Megillah. Mishieshla mum, in the pun of Yodav Eraglov, if the kohen has some major mum on his hands, around his feet, around his face, and is going to draw attention, so that it's not dercher, it's not proper to look at the hands of the kohen, and if he has a mum, so everyone's going to be staring at him, and they'll violate that din. You're not supposed to look at the kohen's hands when he duchens. Unless he lives in, everybody knows he has his mum. He has his major mum. He's missing an eye or something like that. So if everybody knows, then no one's going to stare. But if they're not so rugged, they're not so, they don't see this kind all the time, so we're afraid that people are going to steal. That's the Shaila. What about the Kesa Mishnah writes on the Rambam that now Bizman Azeh, Rabbi Yisachar lived in the 1500s in Tzfas. So he says they just introduced a new meaning that the Kohanim cover their face and they cover their hands so the Tzibur can't even see if they try. There's nothing to see. And even though they don't cover their feet, but since the hands are covered, so the Tzibur can't look at the hands. So maybe the whole din in the Mishnah doesn't apply. He's not sure. Apparently, a few years later, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, so he decided Lahakel. So he doesn't write that it's a Sava. He writes that Bizman Azeh, the whole din doesn't apply. That's a problem. We usually have a rule that a Dovish of a Minyan, Tzoch Minyan Achal Atir. Whenever the Chachami made a Gzera de Rabbanon, even though we know clearly what the reason for the Gzera was, and we live in a generation where the whole reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, the Gemara said the Gzera still is in place, unless you're going to have the Minyan Achal Atir, unless you'll convene a Bezin, and the Bezin will do away with the Gzera de Rabbanon. So the Kesa Rabbi Yosef Kar never convened the Bezin. He just says the whole Gzera fell apart by itself. Isn't this in violation of the rule of Dovish of a Minyan, Tzach Minyan Achal Atir? So you have a few instances like that where you have in Shulchan Aruch a Gzera de Rabbanon that was instituted for a certain reason, and the Rishonim say since we live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, so the whole Gzera doesn't apply. You mentioned yesterday the Shaila about the Mishnah has a Gzera de Rabbanon that you shouldn't recite Hallel and you shouldn't shake the Lulav before sunrise because you may make a mistake and do it before Alos HaShachar. So there was a Goyin, the Yaderis, that was Rav Kook's first father-in-law. So he said the Gzera de Rabbanon no longer applies Bizman Azeh because every shul has a clock on the wall. Half of the people in the shul have watches on their arms. So everybody, and you look in the newspaper, it says what time Alos HaShachar is, and no one's going to make a mistake. Everybody knows what time it is. So that's a question. What happened to the din of Dorosh and the Minyan? Tzach Merachal Atir. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv has a fantastic tshuva. Mishkan Es Yankiv, I mentioned before, that was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin from the first group of Talmidim. He always used to go back and visit Volozhin, and Rav Chaim Volozhin would be mechabit him to say a shir in the Beis Medrash in public. So Mishkan Es Yankiv has a tshuva in his later volume that's called Koheles Yankiv. He wrote tshuvas later that didn't make it in the Mishkan Es Yankiv, so he included them in the Sefer Koheles Yankiv. So he has an important tshuva about copyrights, that years ago when someone would lay out a lot of money and print the Gemara, print the Rambam, so the Rabbanim would make a cheirim, no one else should print the Rambam, no one else should print the Gemara, and they would establish how many years for the next 5 years, so that the first one who printed the Gemara should be able to sell enough copies to break even and make a little profit. Because if another guy's going to print right away and the first guy's going to be left with all of his svarim, he laid out a lot of money, so people are going to realize that printing svarim, you can lose a fortune of money, and people won't want to print any svarim. So they used to make any, so no one's allowed to print. He can't say, he doesn't have the right to have a copyright. He didn't write the Rama, he didn't write the Gemara, he didn't write the Tanakh. But the Chachamim make it there. No one should reprint the Sefer for a number of years. They would guess how many years would it be necessary till he would not only break even, but make enough profit that it would pay and people wouldn't be discouraged from printing Svar. So the Maaseh Shehoya was, this is a big stormy machlokes. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was involved, and the Mishkan Es Yankiv and the other Gedolim were involved. And there was a tremendous machlekes. So the publisher published, I think, a shas, and then he sold out all the copies. But the cheirim said no one else allowed to print a shas for 5 years. So he sold all the copies in 3 years. And he said, okay, I better print another copy of the shas. Have another 2 years to go. No one else is allowed to print a shas for the next 2 years. So he printed another shas. And another printer in another city heard that he already sold all the copies. So Shoyim said the cheirim is off. So the other guy printed. So the first printer said, no, they made a gzeira. No one's allowed to print a shas for 5 years. So the other one said, that's an order. You should not only break even, you should make profit. You sold everything, finished. So there's no more to sell. So now it's open to the public. So I had a right to print. So there was a whole Isaac, all the inter. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv there has a major tshuva in Koheles Yankiv. So he explains that... What's the reason for this halacha? Very lamdashitshuv. What's the reason for the halacha dabash b'minyan? Tzach minyan achal atira. If you have a din de rabbanon, a gzera de rabbanon, we know the reason, and you live in a generation where the reason no longer applies. So still, the din de rabbanon still applies. Why is that so? So he says this is really because there's a machleks of Shimon and Achachamim, Shimon bai Choy, and Achachamim, whether dashin in time of the krah, loy dashin in time of the krah. So Reb Shimon bai Choy is of the opinion always dashin in time of the krah. Whenever you have a pasuk in the chumash, a mitzvah. Mitzvah sesim, mitzvah sesim, the chachamim should establish what's the reason for the mitzvah, and once they establish the reason for the mitzvah, that regulates the application of the mitzvah. So whenever the reason applies, the mitzvah applies. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. So take for example, years ago when I was a little boy, so the conservative and the reform, I think both, the reform for sure, they used to say, the reason why the Torah prohibits us from eating pork is because of trichinosis. It says when you look in the AMP, you look at the package of pork, so it says it's you have to cook the pork to a certain high degree temperature, otherwise you're going to get sick. So the Torah says you're not allowed to eat pork because of the trichinosis story, but if you're going to cook it to the high temperature, so dashin and time it across. So the reason for the prohibition doesn't apply. All the laws of kashrus are just to have good health. And So if you cook to high degree temperature, like it says on the package, then you're allowed to eat the treifas. So maybe Reb Shimon would have said like that. If Reb Shimon would think that that's the reason for the prohibition of Macholos Asur is because of the trichinosis story, then he would go along with that. But we happen not to paskal like Reb Shimon. We don't accept that opinion, Dashin and time of the krah. Tosis explains, we always try to figure out time of the krah. The Tanoim and Amoraim and Arizal and Sefer HaChinuch and the Mor Nevuchim. And all the Chassidish Svarim, everybody gives suggestions, Tamei HaMitzvahs, to somebody Svarim on Tamei HaMitzvahs, that's a chelik of Tam L'Tor, but it's not from the Midrash HaTor Nidreshes Behem. You should try to understand what moral, ethical, or religious principle is the Torah trying to teach us by giving us this mitzvah. But it's not from the Midrash HaTor Nidreshes Behem that you should have the right to say that it regulates the mitzvah, whenever the reason doesn't apply, that the mitzvah doesn't apply. That's called Loi Dashin HaTayim Dekroh. So called the tikkun. So now the Mishkan Sankar says, called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun. The takanas the rabbanon are patterned after the dinim the raisa. Every one of the 613 mitzvahs has a reason. The Rabbanu Shalom didn't give mitzvahs just arbitrarily. Everyone has a very good reason, and the chachamim can sit and figure out a good reason for the 613 mitzvahs. But that's only a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to try to understand what lesson is the Torah trying to teach us. But it doesn't regulate the application of the mitzvah. So when they made mitzvahs, when the Rabbanus, it's also the same thing. Every din de Rabbanon also has a reason, but the reason doesn't regulate the application of the mitzvah. The din de Rabbanon applies, even if in a situation where the reason doesn't apply. Now, on the level of the Raisa, there are exceptions to the rule. So there's a Gemara, take for example, a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that there's a prohibition of halonos hameis. When someone dies, you have to bury him, covered the bread and by Yomahu in the same day, before the Shkia, if possible, then Lasalim of Lasalites. You shouldn't leave, let's say, just can't bury him before the Shkia, so you should try to bury him before Alois HaShachar. That's called Lina. Lina is when it comes Alois HaShachar. That's so the guy dies at night, so you should try to bury him before Alois HaShachar, Lasalim of Lasalites. What if the person died on one day, and we want to have as many people as possible come the Kovet HaMei, so we postpone the Kvura a day or two? So the Mishnah says that that's permissible. Why? Because the whole prohibition of not to be melanis ameis is because of kavod ameis, because man was created the ten malakim. Man is created the ten malakim. But if elineu lechvodo, then it's mutter. So achreinim are bothered with the kasha. Loi dashin in time of the krok. He's taking a mitzvah. The Solon of Lasalites, and you're saying, since the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, so the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. So the Achronim answered, that's not a kasha. The Chumash says the reason right next to the mitzvah. The only time you have a machlek, Sab Shimon HaChachamim, is when the Chumash writes the essay, the Lois essay, Stoma. But if it says, Lo Solon of Lasalites, Kikilas Elakim Tali, it says the reason right next to the mitzvah. So there, everybody, there the Chachamim also hold Dashin and time of the Krah. So the Gzeres the Rabbanon, that's what the Mishkan Siyankin says. The Gzeres the Rabbanon, most of them were instituted. Every Gzera has to have a good reason. They have no right to make a Gzera unless they have a good reason. If they don't have a good reason, then it's a violation of Baal Tosef. They have no right. Beznas has the right to add has to be Mishmatem is Mishmati, also Mishmaris la Mishmati, if it's reasonable. If it's not reasonable, they have no right to make a gzera abanon, and the bezin will be in violation of Baal Teisa. So the question is, when you have a good reason, did they incorporate the Tama gzera into the Nusach gzera? You're not allowed to do this, Shema that. Or no, you're not allowed to do this, Stoma, and Shema that. That's what they had in the back of their minds. So the Gemara says that Ruba de Ruba, 98% of the gzera is the abanon, they did bedafka not incorporate the Tama gzera into the Nusach gzera. Because if they'll do that, every time Dick and Harry will decide, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I know to make the difference, and I won't fall in, and I won't make a mistake. So the Gemara says, Ruba de Ruba, they did not incorporate the Talmid Gzeira into the Gzeira. They wouldn't even reveal the Talmid Gzeira until a year would go by. That's what the Gemara says. And in rare instances, less than 2% of the time, they felt compelled to incorporate the Talmid Gzeira into the Nusach Gzeira. So whenever the Tama Gzeira was incorporated into the Nusach Gzeira, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, the Raisa Tikkun. So just like on the level of a Din Deraisa, if the Chumash says, Al-Sol Nevelos Al-Hayis Ki Kilos Al-Hakim Toloi. So if the Torah gives the reason for the mitzvah right next to the mitzvah, so then the reason is from the Midrash HaTorah Derashim, whenever the reason doesn't apply. So the mitzvah won't apply. So how do the Chachamim know in which Gzeira is the Rabbanan to incorporate the Tama Gzeira into the Nusach Gzeira? And when to keep it a secret. So that's what the Mishkan as Yankev quotes at Chuvus HaRosh, by Tzitzis, by Tchelas, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rosh. So he says, he thinks the klal is, whenever the Gzera de Rabbanon is, Bakira's Dov Men Ator. If the Chachamim are telling us not to fulfill a mitzvah, Yeshkach V'yad Chachamim, Dov Men Ator, they have a right to tell us to be Oker a mitzvah B'Shev Yal Tase. But whenever they're telling us, Dover, can I get a din in the Chumash? It says in the Chumash that you have to duchen, and the Chachamim made a gzera d'rabbanan. If you have mumim, pani yod v'ragla, we tell you don't duchen. But in the Torah, you want mechuyev to duchen. So the Chachamim have authority to tell us to violate a mitzvah b'shev yal tase. But if, since what they're saying is outright against the Chumash, so there they had incorporated the Tama gzera into the Nusach gzera. But whenever it's not Bakir's Dov min HaTorah, then the Tama gzera would not be incorporated into the Nusach gzera. So that's the pashtus over here. That here, when a Torah, the kind who has the mumim, b'pana yod v'raglav, is mechuyev to duchen. It's only a gzera de rabbanon. So the, since it's bakira's dov min haTorah, so the tama gzera had to be incorporated. So that's what the Beis Yosef says, that now b'zman hazeh, the whole tama gzera doesn't apply, so the whole gzera falls apart by itself. So again, so the Gemara points out that even though a shikr is not allowed to duchen, because duchening is like an avoida, it's like hakrabas hakrabonis, and one who's drunk, one who's tipsy, is not allowed to do avkrag v'sakabonis, but a balmum is permitted to duchen. Just mumim pani yod v'raglav is an issue, but other mumim is not a problem. So the Gemara asks, why? How did you make up your mind? How did you decide that it's only considered like avodah when you get to drinking and not when you get to mumim? So the Gemara has a funny drasha, that when you look in Parshas Noso, the mitzvah of duchening appears right immediately after the Parsha of Nazir. So you darshan smuchim, that just like the nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so the kohen wants the duchen also not allowed to drink wine. So that's a big question. This sugi in the first parak in Yevamos on Daf Hey discusses: do you darshan smuchim and kol ha'tarakula smuchim? The hekesh is if you have two dinim in the same pasuk. Smuchim is we have two dinim and two psukim that are one next to the other. So the Gemara seems to come to the maskana: you only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah and Chumash Dvarim. The other four chamashim, you don't dash and smuchim. So this is a big machlekes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that this whole drush is only an asmachta, that the shikr is not allowed to duchen, men atar he made duchen, and others think, no, it's a real drush of gemur deraisa. It's not an asmachta. So that's a question, that the gemur says that duchening is like an avayda menigay to amida. Just like Kibbon Baruch Hashem Lamed L'Shar Soi, the Kohen has to stand when he's Makriv Karbonis. So the Kohenim have to duchen. The Kohenim have to stand when they duchen. It's like Akrovus HaKarbonis. So the Gemara says that it also applies to drinking. Based on the Pesukah, applies to drinking. Yeah, there is the Mishnah in the end of Tainus speaks about the Kohenim duchening several times in the same day. B'zman HaTanoim, they would duchen by Shachris and by Musaf and on Yom Kippur by Ne'ila as well, three times a day. So it's clear from the Mishnah that you don't duchen by Laila. So the Yerushalmi points it out. The end of Masechus Tanit, Yerushalmi points out, you see from the Mishnah, there's no duchening by Laila. Why not? So here there's a big machlek zarishanim. So most of the rishanim say it's lakrovas akarbonas. You're not makrov any karbonas balayla. So who are dinami? You don't do duchening balayla. And then they quote that in Frankfurt, the minig was that they would, the practice would be every year they would duchen by Ne'ila, even though when the Chazan got to the Duchening, it was in the middle of the night. It was 45 minutes after the Shkia, they were Duchen Balaylo. So they all ask that it's a Pella. So the Maharil writes to defend the Minig Frankfurt, and the Shagasari has a Sefer Gvuras Ari, Amasechus Tainis, the very last paragraph also, he writes to defend the Minig Frankfurt. What they say basically, you look in the Gvuras Ari, the manuscript is missing the second half of the paragraph. So he never gets to the punchline. But they get the impression that he's going to say the same thing that the Maharil wrote. Maharil writes the following. We just spoke yesterday about the Mairiv, that Shachris and Musaf and Mincha are Kenegan HaKorbonis. Shachris is Mechumen Kenegan Tomshel Shachar, Musaf is Kenegan Musaf, and Mincha is Kenegan Tomshel Ben Abayim. So what is Mairiv? Mairiv is Kenegan HaKtaras Emurim. But Balayla, you bring Karbonas Balayla. So the halacha only says that the Dalet Avodas Adam can't be done Balayla. There's no such halacha that Karbonas can't be Kor Balayla. The Dalet Avodas Adam, Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, cannot be done Balayla. We went through yesterday. There were four Avodas by Karbon Mincha. They're parallel to the Dalet Avodas Adam by the Karbonas. But basically, you can do Avodah Balayla. Nisach Hayai, Mechosim in Iskem, Afila Balayla. Haktaras Emurim, Kalalayla. So that was the Minik Frankfurt. They held, yes, Duchening is like Hakrovas HaKarbonis, but you do have Hakrovas, it's not compared to Avodas Adam. You have Hakrovas HaKarbonis Balayla. But Yerushalmi says you don't have Duchening Balayla. No, that's a different reason, because there's no Chazaras HaShatz by Meiriv. The Takanas Chamin was that you Duchen at the conclusion of, in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz. Meiriv, there is no Chazaras HaShatz. So that's a different question. How come there's no Chazaras HaShatz by Meiriv? It's a different question. The head of Chazaras HaShatz, okay. Don't know. Maybe they duchen? Okay. Maybe they duchen Balayla. If they would have that practice in Frankfurt, they would duchen by Ma'ariv also?
But it's based on Yerushalmi.
Okay. Maybe they did duchen on Friday night. I don't know. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the Sugya of Bal Tosif, that strictly speaking, the Kohenim are only mechuyif to duchen once a day. They're not mechuyif to duchen more than once a day. And the chiyif to duchen is only when we call upon them, when we ask them to duchen. If you don't ask them to duchen, not mechuyif to duchen. The meaning of chutzlah by the Ashkenazim is that we only call upon them to duchen on Yom Tov all year long. We're so nervous about Parnasa, even on Shabbos, so we're not in a happy enough mood. So that's why we don't duchen. And on Yom Tov, we're more relaxed. So that's why we only call upon the Kohen to duchen on Yom Tov. But the Minig and Eretz Yisrael, you're really supposed to duchen every day if they're called upon. Yeah, how do you know they have to call upon them? Because the pasuk says, "Kol Sevorches Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lahem." The Kohanim should give the following bracha, Amor Lahem. How do you translate Amor Lahem? The Kohanim should say to Klal Yisrael. That's a simple translation. So the Torah Shebal Peh has an additional level of interpretation that is just the reverse. Kol Sevorches Bnei Yisrael, when the Yisraelim will request of you to you should give a bracha, then Kol Sevorchu. Amor Lahem means the Targum Unkel, it says like that. This happens to be Perik Vov, Pasuk Chav Gimel. So it says Kol Sevorches Bnei Yisrael Amor Lahem Kedein Tevorchan Yis Bnei Yisrael Katemron Lahon. When they will request of you that they want a bracha. That's how it says in the Targum Unkelus. That's what the Gemara says. This is the additional level of interpretation that the Torah Shebal Peh has in this pasuk. That's a problem in Targum Unkelus, because Targum Unkelus is supposed to give Pshuto Shel Mikra, not supposed to give drushas of the Torah Shebal Peh. So how come over here he gives you the drush of the Torah Shebal Peh? So that's what some claim. I mentioned this is chapter Vav, pasuk Chav Gimel, and then it says Chav Dalet. Some say that the printer made a mistake. The Chav Dalet somehow got moved into the middle of the sentence, Kad Tamer Lahon. The Kad shouldn't be there. Kad is after Tamer Lahon, it says Chav Dalet. The next pasuk is pasuk Chav Dalet. That's what they quote in, there's a sefer about, Chaim Alojana had a younger brother who knew Shas by heart, who also learned by the Vilna Gaon. Whenever the Vilna Gaon needed a Gemara, whenever the Vilna Gaon did remember a Gemara, so he would ask Rab Zalman Levaloshina, he would say. So there's a whole sefer that has all of his biography and all the vertlach from him. So this is one of the things that he said. He thinks that the word kad is a misprint here. It's really, it should belong after the pasuk. But that's the drasha of the Torah Shebal Peh. When we request of the Kohanim that they should duchen, then they're mechuyev to duchen. So the Gemara says, Mikra den rodem mechuyev to duchen once a day. Let's say you have a kohen in Eretz Yisrael, he davens at the Vasikin minyan. And then he's taken off his talus and tefillin. So the next minyan, he says, please come and duchen for us. Say duchen zeh, then he has to go to work. The next minyan says, please duchen by us. So he can keep him there all day long. He can't go to work. The Gemara says, not mechuyev to duchen more than once a day. Even though they requested of him that he should duchen. Amid the Rabbanu, they made a takana that you have to duchen by Shachris and by Musaf. Even though in Atari you're not mechuyev to duchen a second time. But in Musaf, you're mechuyev to duchen a second time. That's a shaila. Let's say the Magen Avraham quotes a machlekes. Let's say the Kohen duchen they're ready. Our meaning is we only duchen in Musaf on Yamim Tovim. So let's say the Kohen duchen they're ready in Musaf in one minyan. And they ask him to come to another minyan where they don't have any Kohanim. So when he duchens over there, it's not mechuyev, and Atari is not mechuyev even with the Rabbanim. You mechuyev to duchen a second time in the same day with the Rabbanan, Shachris and Musaf. But if I already daven Musaf in one shul, then I come to the other shul just to do them a favor. To duchen, I'm not mechuyev even with the Rabbanan. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Machlokes Achronim, do you recite the Brocha? It's not Vitzivonu. He's not mechuyev to duchen a second time of the day. So he quotes the Machlokes Achronim about this. The common practice is that the Kohanim do say a Brocha, and they duchen a second time. For a different Sibur, because in the Rishonim, the only one who talks about it is the Meiri, and the Meiri interprets the Gemara as saying that you do say a bracha. The Gemara says different Tanoim and Amorim live to a ripe old age, so they asked one of the Chachamim who was a Kohen, Bameh Harachta Yomim, what special Midas Chasidus did you practice that you lived to such a ripe old age? So he says he was always careful to recite the bracha. Before he duchen, Hashem b'kedushas Hashem, Tzivon v'loches Am Yisrael b'yahava. So the Rishonim and the Achronim are bothered with a kasha. What's the big midas chasidus? Is not the klal. Kol haMitzvos kulam mevarach aleihem moed v'lasi asam. Whenever you're about to perform a mitzvah, whether a mitzvah or a Torah, mitzvah or a bar, you mechuyev to recite a bracha. So what's the chiddush that he was? They're talking about living to a ripe old age because of some midas chasidus. That's a fundamental din. Every child knows that. Before you're about to perform a mitzvah, you got to say a bracha. So the Meiri has an interpretation. He says he would be medaktik to recite the bracha, even if he would be duchening a second time in the same day for a different minyan, and there isn't a chiyuv min haTorah, there isn't a chiyuv min the Rabbanan. That was his midas chasidus. He would say a bracha even in such a case. So even though the Magen Avraham quotes Machlokes Achronim, but since in Rishonim the only one who raises the issue, the only one who talks about it is the Meiri, and the Meiri interprets that that's what the Gemara says. So that's the common practice, is that the Kohanim who do a favor and they come to Duchen to a different minyan, they do say a bracha the second time. It's like Gora from a woman volunteering to shake a lulav, that she says also, the Ashkenazim follow the Rabbi Natan's psak, that women recite a brichas ha-mitzvah and a mitzvah says the shazman gram, even though they're not mechuyev. Because they do it as an enem mitzvah. Say the Kohen is not mechuyev to Duchen a second time, but he's volunteering to Duchen as an enem mitzvah v'yos. In Europe, they have in the history books that the Vilna Gaon attempted, the Vilna Gaon died in the late 1700s, he attempted in his base matter to introduce duchening in the middle of the year, and something came up and didn't work out. And then Rav Nosson Adler, who was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, also was an original thinker. He also wanted to introduce the duchening all year long. Also something came up. So they assumed that Simim and Hashemayim, that they shouldn't change the minhag. They should leave it the way it is.
Spartan do.
Yeah.
Many start them. Many start. Spanish, Portuguese do not.
Do not, okay. Yeah. Do not. Different parts of Eretz Yisrael, they do a duchen every day, and other parts they don't duchen every day. Yeah, the Gemara raises the question, if the Chachamim already introduced duchening by Shachas and by Musav, why didn't they introduce duchening by Chazaras HaShatz of Mincha Bamar? There is no Chazaras HaShatz. Why didn't they introduce duchening by Chazaras HaShatz of Mincha? So the Gemara says, because Mincha Yedavin after people already ate, and we're concerned, maybe the guy's going to be shikr. Chashinu le shikris. And one who drank, Shosa Revis, is not allowed to duchen. Yeah. So what about mincha and atainis tzibur when everybody's fasting? So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Why is it a machlekes hatanoim? Everybody should say, everybody's fasting, so the nochashah shikris. And Gemara says, since mincha all year long, we don't want them to duchen because of chashish v'shikris. So even though on atainis tzibur there's no concern of shikris, but otah mincha all year long, you shouldn't duchen. So then the Gemara says, v'hoidno. But we today, in the days of Rabbi and Rabbi Ashi, who are editing the Talmud Bavli, we do duchen by mincha on a tiny sibur. But the Psak Halachi just said the Psak Halachi is like the Tanoim, that you don't duchen on mincha. The Gemara says, Ne'ila, you duchen on Yom Kippur. Mincha, you daven every day of the year. So every day there's a chashash shikris. Ne'ila is a tefillah that's miyuchad for a tiny sibur. By us, people think Ne'ila is a tefillah that's miyuchad for Yom Kippur. That's not accurate. In the days of the Tanoim, when they had a tainus for Atziris Gusham, they used to duchen, they used to daven the ila on a tainus sibur. By us, the only tainus sibur we have is Yom Kippur. And even though Tisha B'Av is also a tainus sibur, but you don't want to introduce, you don't have an ila on Tisha B'Av, because the whole idea of ne'ila is, the Gemara explained, the Yerushalmi explains at the end of tainus. The concept of ne'ila is ribui tefillah. Like it says in Chumash, Gam Kisarvis Tfilo, and then Ishameyad, that's in, where does it say that? In the beginning of Ishaya, Chazon Ishayah, Gam Kisarvis Tfilo, and then Ishameyad. The Rabbanu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu not to daven. Normally, we would recommend to a person he should daven many times, many, many times, and he'll stand a better chance of having his Tfilos answered. So that's the whole idea of Ne'ilo is Reba Tfilo. The whole idea of a Titus Tibur is Yabin Eis Tzorah. So you want to daven, so you want to offer an extra Shemana Esrei. So on Tisha B'Av, the Pasuk says, Gam Kisar B'Sveil Neni Shemeya. How does it say in Eicha? Sosam Tfilosi. How does the Pasuk begin? I forgot already. Sosam Tfilos. So Tisha B'Av, we were told that Tfilos, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Tfilos will not be accepted. So it's not going to help. We should introduce Ne'ilah. So Allah Lamaisa, again, Ne'ilah is a Tfilah Satinus. We don't have a Tfilah Satinus. We only have Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur. That's the only Tainus Sibur we have. Tisha B'Av is also a Tainus Sibur, but you don't daven Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av because the whole theme of Ne'ilah is Reba Tfilah. And the Pasuk says in Echa, now that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Gam Ke'ezer Kashaveh, I saw some Tfilah. So the Tfilahs are not accepted. So that's why we don't say Ne'ilah. But basically, Bizman HaMishnah, they used to say Ne'ilah, and whenever there will be a Tainus because of Atziras Geshomim. So the Gemara says that since Ne'ila is a tainus that's miyuchad for a tefillah, that's miyuchad for a tainus sibur, so you do duchen by Ne'ila, if it's bayom. Okay, if it's bayom. If it's balayla, then it's the machlekes, the shayla. So the Gemara raised a question, v'hoidna, but b'zman hazeh, how come we duchen by mincha on a tainus sibur? You just said the halacha is like the tana, that you make a loy plug, that you're not supposed to duchen even a mincha and a tainus sibur. So the Gemara says, because we today, they used to daven mincha always early. All year long they daven early. And a tainus sibur, they would daven mincha late. By us, it's usually fakert. Usually we daven mincha late, and a tainus sibur, we daven mincha early, because we know that a lot of people are not going to fast the whole day. So Bizman HaGemara is the reverse. So on a tainus sibur, they used to daven mincha late in the afternoon, right before the shkia. Mincha all year long, they daven earlier than that. So Gemara says, "V'hoidna, how come the kohanim apersim yadayim by mincha on a tainus sibur?" So the Gemara answers, because since we daven mincha so late, so it's similar to ne'ilah. And by ne'ilah, there is no like plug rabban. Ne'ilah is miyuchad for a tainus sibur. So davening mincha late, that's only miyuchad for a tainus sibur. So then you do duchen. So that's the question, Bizman Hazeh, and all the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, everybody davens mincha early on a tainus sibur, 1:30 or 2 o'clock, something like that. So are you supposed to duchen or not? So the Chazon Ish said yes. And it wasn't really accepted. Most of the Chacham held that it doesn't make sense. The Gemara said, the only reason why you duchen by mincha on a tainus sibur, Bizman Hazeh, because we daven mincha late. So the whole Zman HaTfilah shows that it's similar to Ne'ilah. But if you're going to daven mincha early, so the whole reason for the Gemara doesn't apply. So that's an issue, whether Bizman Hazeh is proper, what they do in the yeshivas and Eretz Yisrael, that they duchen by mincha, even when they daven mincha early. Yeah, we mentioned the Meiri interprets that Gemara, that the Chacham who was zoichet to Arichas Yomim attributed his longevity to the fact that he was always careful that he would always recite the bracha before he duchen. So the Miri asked, what's the midas chasidus? Why should he deserve to have an arichas yamim just because he follows what the din is? Isn't that the halacha? Kol ha-mitzvus kul mevarech aleihem ha-avel ha-siyasim. So the Miri interprets that the Maaseh Shai was, he would say the bracha before duchening even a second time in a day, even though he's not mechuyev, not min ha-Torah, not min ha-Rabbanim. If you duchen shachris and musaf, that's a takana de-Rabbanim. But if you duchen musaf in one minyan, musaf in another minyan, there isn't even a takana de-Rabbanim. So the Miri interprets like that. Then it's Ziv in his shiurim and Merei Mesada, he printed the shem that he delivered in Valojin Yeshiva. The Tzivas Roshim Valojin, the last 39 years, Valojin lasted for a little over 90 years, from 1801 to 1891. So the Netziv has a fantastic pshat that Rav Soloveitchik enjoyed saying over. Rav Soloveitchik is a descendant from the Netziv. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv. Rav Soloveitchik was a grandson of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So the Netziv has the following, just to add on a little bit. The Nesivis and the introduction to his Haggadah is called Maisa Nisim Haggadah. It's printed in the Derech HaChaim Siddur. Derech HaChaim Siddur has the Piske, like the Ketzu Shulchan Aruch, written by the author of the Nesivis. Mishneh Berurah quotes the Derech HaChaim on every other page. So in Derech HaChaim, in his Haggadah, the Maisa Nisim Haggadah, he raises the question, how come you don't recite a bracha, a Birchas HaMitzvah, before you recite Kiddush? Is a mitzvah to recite Kiddush? How come you don't recite a Birchas HaMitzvah before you recite Birchas HaMazon? Well, let's say you drink a cup of coffee. So there's a mitzvah with the Rabbanim to say Shehako. How come you don't say Asher Kedushanu V'Tzosu V'Tzivanu to say Birchas HaNenin before you say the Bracha Shehako or before it? How come there's so many mitzvahs that we don't recite the Bracha? So the Nesivis writes, he thinks that the rule is whenever the mitzvah itself is fulfilled in the form of a Bracha, there's no need to introduce a Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. So the Kiddush is fulfilled in the form of a Bracha. Kavdol is a Bracha. Birchas HaMazon is a Bracha. Birchas HaNenin is a Bracha. Birchas HaMitzvah is also a bracha. Why don't you say a Birchas HaMitzvah before you say the Birchas HaMitzvah? That there's a mitzvah with the Rabbanon to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah before you perform the mitzvah. The mitzvah, Birchas HaMitzvah, is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, so there's no need for a bracha on a bracha. So then the Netziv adds on, not only does he think that that is correct, when the mitzvah is being performed in the form of a bracha, they never introduce an additional Birchas HaMitzvah. What if the mitzvah is being fulfilled within the framework? A series of brachas, like Tkiya Shofar, that's when the Netziv quotes the Baal Hamor in Rosh Hashanah. Baal Hamor says that Bizman HaMishnah, Bizman HaGemara, until the days of the Gaonim, they used to listen to Tkiya Shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. They didn't blow Shofar before Musaf. They blew Shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So the Baal Hamor says, when they used to hear Shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, they didn't say a bracha, Shekhar Hashem Sazan Lashma called Shofar, because the mitzvah of tkiyas was being fulfilled within the framework of a series of brachas. It's only in the days of the Gaonim, when they introduced all the piyutim, and the davening took so long. So Chaylam Miskeinim weren't going to last till the end of the davening of the Chazaras HaShatz. They were going to go home in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz. So they felt bad for them. So that's when they introduced tkiyas shofar before you begin Musaf, after the Haftarah, before you begin Musaf. So that's when they introduce the Birchas HaMitzvah. That's what the Baal Hamor says. And then the Netziv quotes also from Rabbeinu Yoyda, the first half in Brachas, he explains it. So he says the same over here. Mikra din, duchening has to be done. Kach tikna chacham. Duchening has to be fulfilled. This mitzvah has to be fulfilled within the framework of the Chazaras HaShatz. After the Bracha Tov Shimcha L'chanor L'hodes, before you get the Sim Shalom. So since the mitzvah is fulfilled within the framework of the brachas of Chazaras HaShatz, no bracha was recited. So the whole bracha that the Chacham said was purely Amidas Chasidus. It wasn't Mikra Din, it wasn't Betorah's Birchas HaMitzvah. The whole thing was Amidas Chasidus. So that's what he said. He deserved to be Zechet to an Arichas Yamim because he had this Amidas Chasidus. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the opinions that a single person is not mechuyev to duchen because he's not besimcha. The Gemara says, "Shari b'lo isha, shari b'lo simcha." That's the Gemara in the end of Habal Yevimta, where the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of getting married and having children, peri-riv-yo. So the Gemara says that single people are missing a whole bunch of things. One of them is shari b'lo simcha. So since the coin only duchens if he's in a happy mood, so single people don't duchen. Yeah, we don't have that many. An ovel taka is not in a state of simcha. So a novel is a problem, whether it's an issue. It doesn't really make sense that he should duchen. It's takashari bitzar. So the Rama writes that the minig is that the Avelim don't duchen until the end of the Yud Beis Chodesh. Rav Shlomo Levilner writes that he doesn't think. Rav Shlomo Levilner writes he thinks that only makes sense in the days of the Rishonim when they used to duchen every day. But our minig is we only duchen on Yontif. So he claims in the Sefer Binyan Shlomo, he claims that Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh is not noyig on Yontif or Chalamoid. It's a chidush. So since we only duchen on Yontif and Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh not noyig on Yontif or Chalamoid, so the Kohanim today can duchen. If the Shloshim is up, they can duchen. So they're different minhagim, whether yes or no. Rav Soloveitchik said he remembers where he came from, in Lithuania, they used to duchen, the Avelim used to duchen after Shloshim, like the Binyan Shlom. Rav Shlomo Levilner was probably the one who changed the minhag. That's a, he was the Dayan of Vilna.
If they are an Avel and they hear them called the Kohanim, if they don't go out with them, are they not doing the mitzvah or they don't have a pious one?
We assume when the chazan says kohanim, or whoever says kohanim, and he calls upon them to duchen, he's only asking kohanim of those who are roi to duchen. Those are not roi to duchen, not. So the avelim are not shori b'simcha, so they're not expected to duchen. So we didn't really have them in mind. Yeah. There's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis whether a katan duchens or not. Tosis says yes, and Rashi says no. So in Europe, there were different minhagim, whether they would allow a child before bar mitzvah to duchen. Tosis has three different gemaras. There's one gemara, kotna had there, Lisa's kapov, a kotna who knows how to duchen, cholkan lo trumba beves hagurin. So you see there's a gemara that talks about kotna had there, Lisa's kapov, a kotna knows how to duchen. Then there's a Mishnah in Megillah, that you only duchen if you have shtei siris, if you have bar mitzvah. Then there's a third gemara in Chulin, that you only duchen if you have, your beard already started to grow. If you reach the age of 18 or 20, your beard started to grow. So three different gemaras, each one contradicts the other. One gemara talks about a katan hader, if he's intelligent enough, katan hader, he says, kapi knows how to duchen. The other gemara in the Mishnah says you have to be bar mitzvah. The other says you have to be 13. So Tosfos works out all the three, and that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's how we paskin. That the katan can duchen all by himself. If you have a gadol, then the katan can duchen with the gadol. And this is only if he duchens once in a while. But if the person who's bar mitzvah, just barely bar mitzvah, is going to duchen every day, so that's it's not kovod atzibur. The little kid is 14 years old, 13 and a half years old, he's going to duchen every day, kavua, so that looks funny. So for that, you have to have Achi Ismali Zekar until he reaches the age of 18, so then he can duchen every day. Let's say in Eretz Zobah, they duchen every day. So the only kohen who's going to duchen is a kid who just bar mitzvah 2 days ago. So that's funny. So let him duchen once in a while, but to duchen kavua, that's not. So that's the accepted opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. That the katan had there, Lisa is kapov. The katan knows how to hold his hands up. Cholkan lo truma beves hagur. There's a different girsa that appears in the Sifrei Zuta. Sifrei Zuta is a Rashi, and the Rambam quote a lot from the Sifrei Zuta. It's a different. It's not the base of Midrash Shal Rabbi Akiva. It's Midrash Shal Rabbi Shmuel. A lot of it is in Aramaic. It's not in Hebrew. It's a different. And sometimes it disagrees with the sometimes machlokes between the Sifrei Zuta and the Sifrei. So the Sifrei Zuta has a different girsa on this. Katan hader lisa es kinofov, not lisa es kapov. Because what the kid knows how to duchen, so cholkan lachumba beves hagoren. What does one have to do with the other? Just because the kid knows how to duchen, that's why you're allowed to give him chuma. The answer is no. Stam yadayim ashnir sein, unless he washes until his adayim. If you're dying ashnias, you're going to touch truma, you make it into a shlisha, you passel it. So whenever a kohen didn't wash until it's a dime, they want to give him truma, you had to stretch out his jacket, and they had to say, please give me the truma. It's a pasuk in Chagai. When he tested the kohen, he was asking him the dinim. So he said, hey, nisa gever b'sar kodesh b'knaf bigdoy. If they give you kochim, apparently they didn't that, Yadayim Ashnias was ready in the days of Chagai, the beginning of the Bai Sheni. So he talks about holding the karbonus and biknaf habegin, not holding in your hand. So that's the girsa that it says in the Sifrei Zuta. Katan hader lisa is kinofov. If the kid is intelligent enough to go ask for the truma, give it to me, and he stretches out his jacket, then cholkan lo truma beves hagoren. Then you're allowed to give him truma. So if that's the girsa, but in the Gemara, in the Bavli, when it appears, says katan hader lisa is kapov. It's a, without the nun, with the nun, the sentence means two different things. So Tosfos had the girsa like we have. Got the lisa as kapov. So they came up with these three chilukidim: when the kohen can duchen, when the kohen cannot duchen.
The same king, this is the age, or let's say, has a beard
at 17. Yeah, if he looks bekavadik already. Yeah, if he looks bekavadik, or even if he shaves, or even if the beard doesn't grow, once he reaches 18 or 20 or so, then it's called, then it's not a violation of kavod atzim. When he reaches that age, no violation. The Gemara in the end of Bracha says that there's a zgula if a person had a scary dream. So sometimes you're mechuyif to fast tainis chalai. Sometimes you're not mechuyif to fast, but you're still nervous about the chalai. I mean, not that nervous that you want to fast. So they used to recite a tefillah. When the Kohanim would duchen, they would offer a tefillah regarding the chalai. So the old minig used to be that they said the same tefillah that appears, that the text appears in the Gemara. The end of Bracha said the same tefillah after the first, the second, and the third pasuk of Birchas Kohanim. And the difference was that the first time they would say, the Kohanim are going to say V'yishmerecho, so they would say V'sishmereini. The second time they're going to say V'ichunecho, so the Tzibu would say U'suchaneini. The third time they're going to say V'yasem l'cho shalom, so they would say, what's the third one? V'sirtzeini. And then the Hasidim composed a whole different tefillah with all kinds of Kabbalah references in it. So they stuck in the tefillah for the third time when you say that he put the chassidish nusach in. But you're supposed to say the Rabbanu Shalom for the Chalayim is all three times. So they changed the text when the chassidim put in the tefillah for the third time. So they changed the text so both times they say Sishmarein is Chaneinu v'sirtzeini. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that that wasn't the old meaning. The old meaning was before the chassidim came on the scene, before they composed this nusach tefillah with the Yehi Ratzon. So he said the Rabbanu Shalom Fachalayim is all three times, and the first time he ended off just with one word, Vesish Mereini, the second time he ended off Vesuchaneini, the third time he ended off Vesirtzeini. And it, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah was, not a chassid. So he says you should follow. The Vilna Gaon was also Hagoyin a chassid, but he wasn't a chassidish a chassid, he was a misnagdish a chassid. So he didn't go for the tefillah that the chassidim composed. So he said you should say the tefillah for the Chalayim is all three times. Regarding reciting of the psukim, the Gemara mentions when the Kohanim would duchen in the Beis Hamikdash, the Tzibu would say certain psukim, and when Chutz LaMikdash, they would recite other psukim. So the Tur explains, based on the context of the Gemara and Soita, apparently Bizman Gemara, they had good heads, they could concentrate on two things at the same time. They can concentrate on listening to the duchening from the Kohanim and reciting the psukim at the same time. But we have Shvacha heads, we can't concentrate so much. He really shouldn't say the psukim, because the Gemara says you got to pay attention. You have to hear the Kohanim say the Yivrechach Hashem V'yishmerecho. So it's not right. You want very much to have the psukim. So look at the psukim in the Siddur and have it in mind. But you really shouldn't say. The Gemara puts this together in the same daf of Moedim Derabbanan. Minig is we say, the Gemara says they introduce a minig. We say Moedim Derabbanan on the same time that the Chazan says Moedim in the Chazaras HaShatz. But you're supposed to pay attention to the Chazan. So Gemara says, we're all geniuses, we can pay attention to the Chazan and say Moedim Derabbanan at the same time, just like you pay attention and say the Psukim and listen to the Duchening at the same time. But the Torah says that Bizman is that we're not geniuses and you shouldn't say the Psukim. That's Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the Chazan should pause in the middle of Moedim Derabbanan because we're not geniuses, so we can't say Moedim Derabbanan, pay attention to the Chazan saying the Moedim and the Shmoneh Esrei. So that's what he introduced, that the Chazan should pause a little bit to give everybody a chance to say the Moedim Derabbanan.
If the Kohanim are singing before each word, can you say the Psukim then?
If they're singing, yeah. If you're not going to be saying the Psukim simultaneously with the Kohanim saying the Duchening, yeah. There are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. When the Kohanim face the Aron Kodesh, then they turn around to face the Tzibah, give the Chapanim, Kenegin, and Panim. What's the more correct way to turn around? Should they turn around clockwise or should they turn around counterclockwise? The Gemara says, "Kol pnei shatavayna lo yuhu ela limin." So, which way is it limin? So, the generally accepted opinion, there are two opinions. So the generally accepted opinion is that it's clockwise. They should turn around clockwise. But whatever they make up in the shul, either clockwise, counterclockwise, says they should all make up that they're all going to turn around the same direction. Not that half of them should do like this, the half of them should do like that, because it doesn't look nice. So it looks beautiful, but all the Kohanim turn around all together in unison, either clockwise or counterclockwise. They should make up their minds in advance. Okay, we left out a lot of the details of duchening. Some other time, good. Okay, I am going tomorrow and Thursday. Rabbi Yodi Ries is giving the shiur in this slot. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael on Wednesday night. I'm not going to be around, but I'm coming back next week on Thursday morning. So we're going to start Rabbi Lezer de Milo, for those who want to attend. And I'll try to give the first shiur on Thursday at 12 o'clock, I think. I don't know if it's going to be 12 to 1 or 12 to 1:30. We'll figure it out then.